சன்னாமித்ரஸ்யம் வருண சன்னாபவத்தர்யமாம் சன்ன இந்திரோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதி சன்னோ விஷ்ணுருருக்ரம நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்ம வதிஷ்யாமி ஹ்ருதம் வதிஷ்யாமி சத்யம் வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாமவது தத்வக்தாரமவது அவது மாம் அவது வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்தாபகாய ச தர்மஸ்ய சர்வ தர்ம ஸ்ரூபிணே அவதார வரிஷ்டாய ராமகிருஷ்ணாய தே நம. சர்வ மங்கள மாங்கல்யே சிவே சர்வ அர்த்த சாதிகே சரண்யே த்ர்யம்பகே கௌரி நாராயணி நமோஸ்துதே. சர்வஸ்வரூபே சர்வேஷே சர்வசக்தி சமன்விதே பயேப்யஸ்தாஹினோ தேவி துர்க்கே தேவி நமோஸ்துதே. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய ஹரயே பரமாத்மனே பிரணத க்லேஷ நாசாய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ. ஆபதாமபஹர்த்தாரம் தாதாரம் சர்வசம்பதாம் லோகாபிராமம் ஸ்ரீராமம் பூயோ பூயோ நமாம்யஹம். கம்ஸ் கே மந்திரி அக்ரூர் ஜி கம்ஸ் கே தனுர்யாக் கே லியே கிருஷ்ண ஒரு பலராம் கோ ஹாத் பகட் கர் லே ஜா ரஹே ஹேன். யே கம்ஸ் கீ ஆக்யா ஹை. தேகோ சப்கோ ஆனா படேகா வஹா பரந்து இன் தோனோ கோ கஹீ இதர் உதர் பாக்னே மத் தோ உன்கோ தும் ஹாத் ஸே பகட் லே கர் மேரே பாஸ் சௌம். ஐ அம் சாரி. யூ ஸீ yesterday we stopped with Atirura taking Krishna and Balarama and going by the chariot. And, well, no doubt, all the gopikas were all weeping. Nivaryamo samupetya madhavam. Dekho, hum sab log milkar, I mean, let us all join together and stand on a line so that his chariot cannot go. We will stop them from going. But unfortunately, there are all the people in the house and they will unnecessarily blame us and they will abuse us. So we can't do that. So ultimately, they allow the chariot to go and Akrura is taking them and coming. It's a long distance. En route, Akrura has to do evening. It is evening. So in those days, people were very particular to do their daily spiritual routines. And one of them was evening to give arjya to the Lord's son. Arjya means taking both the hands together and then taking the water and then dropping it down. And by that what happens is the son is able to go unimpeded. Otherwise, there are a number of demons called Mandeharunas. It comes in the Vedas, Mandeharunas. And they don't allow the son to proceed. They come and they impede his way, they obstruct his way. So when these people give these anjalis, that Mandeharunas, they die. No doubt, they again and again they come up. But every day, if all the people give that arjya, giving the water, along with the Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhavasvata Savita Varyanyam Bhargo Dev Sadhimi, all these things they chant and then they give it. From that a big energy comes, that energy goes and fights with those Mandeharunas, all the Mandeharunas are destroyed and the son is able to go on his own way. And Akrura gets down, there is a river. She asks, sorry, Krishna and Balarama, you please be sitting. I am just going in order to do my evening ablutions, the religious routines which are prescribed for us. She gets down, goes to the river, and this is Anjali. And he put his head under the river because he can't have his full bath now. So he just put it. And then she saw under the water there was a chariot and Krishna and Balarama were sitting and smiling at him. What? Just now I left them there. How can they come here? Again he goes up and sees Krishna and Balarama are sitting and seeing elsewhere. The chariot is there. Again he came. He put his head down. And Krishna and Balarama are again there, laughing at him now. Originally they were smiling. Now they are laughing. And anyway, he said, this Balarama and Krishna, they are the very gods incarnate. God himself has come in that form. So they can do anything, they are capable of doing anything. Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum shakta. They can do, they can undo what others have done, or they can change what others have done. Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum. So all the powers are there. So they can do anything. And after finishing his routine, he comes back to the chariot. Then Krishna very mischievously asks him one question. Tamaprichadrishikesham kintya drishtami adbhutam bhuma vidito eva tathatvam lakshayamahe. You look as if you have seen some wonderful, amazing thing. Your face shows that either in the heavens, the sky, or inside the water, somewhere you have seen. Tell me, what is that adbhut? What is that wonderful thing? What is that amazing thing which you have seen? Akrura says, O Lord, you are yourself the only amazing thing in the entire universe. Who else is there? Adbhutani hayavanti bhoma vedeva jale tvai vishvatmake tani kimme drishtam vipashyataham. Either in the earth, or in the sky, or in the water, whatever can be astonishing, amazing, wonderful, or marvelous, they are all in you only. They are not anywhere else. All the wonderful things are in you. And when I am looking at you, what other wonderful things I have to see? I am looking at you and you are the wonder. You are the wonder of wonders. So, he told like that and Bhagavan just ignored it. He said, come on, let us go. And they are going. They have reached Mathura, where Kamsa is ruling. When they reached Mathura, the Lord said, Bhavan Pravishtam Agre Sahayana Puringriham. You say, look here, leave us all here. You go to your house along with your vehicle. I don't want you anymore. I have come, so I will come to the Yaga. Don't worry, you go home. But Akrura had his order from Kamsa. Don't leave him. He's a slippery fellow. On any day he will leave you and go away somewhere. So be careful. Bring both of them together here. But he can't tell it to the Lord like that. So he said, no, no. Please come and bless my house. You come there and then we'll both go. I will leave you. Krishna firmly said, no, you go home. I'll come later to your house. So there is no other way. Anyway, he has brought them. So he goes home. And Krishna is going towards Kamsa's place. Rajagam Kanchitayantam. Then he saw a dhobi. A dhobi means a washerman. In those days we had no laundries. So the person used to come and take away all the dirty clothes, and then he will wash, and the next day he will bring. So for the king, there was one special fellow, dhobi. He only used to take the king's dresses. So he was bringing all the Kamsa's dresses, beautiful, royal, regal dresses. And he asked him, you are having so many nice dresses, why don't you put them on me? Oh, you are all cowherds sitting in the junglies, and you want very good dresses, king's dresses, as if you are wearing it daily. Are a go man. If you remain more, I will call Kamsa's people, they will come and kill you. Get lost. Then Krishna became unhappy, and with his hand he gave a slap in his throat like that. The entire throat broke and his head came separate and he fell down dead, that dhobi. Then he himself picked it all up. He gave some to Balram, and by this time all his other friends from other cowherds from Vrindavan, they had already come. They were all waiting there along with Nanda. So they were all coming here, and then they met him. So they were also here. He gave to each generously, because it's not his. So very generously he gave them all. And he himself wore the best and gave equally best to Balram, and ignored the dead dhobi and going further. He met a hunchback lady. She was young, but God has made her hunchback. She was like this only. Yeah, beautiful girl. She is the one who daily brings the beautiful scents, all herbal, which she applies to the body of Kamsa. The scent is called Angaraga, and she used to apply it to Kamsa's body. And she was bringing all the scents and all that. And as soon as she saw Krishna, she said, "You look like God himself. Shall I put some scent on you?" See, just the opposite. First the dhobi refuses to give an asked even. She is prepared to give unasked all the scents. Krishna said, "Okay." So she put them all on his body, on his hand, and pressed udicolon and all scents. And Krishna was, he was fully fragrant now. And in gratitude, he called her nearby. He put his foot on both her feet and just raised her. She became Rijvangi. She became straight. All her body became straight permanently. And now she looked a really beautiful girl. And she requests Krishna, "Krishna, I love you. Why don't you come to my house once?" Krishna said, "I'll come when the time comes, but not now. Now I have got a job to perform." And he goes further, and now he goes to a very big udyan. There is a park, a park-like place. In the middle of it, there's a room where in the open, which has got no doors, they have kept a very big bow, dhanush. As Rama, he had already broken one bow. So as Krishna, his hand was itching again to break some bow. So Kamsa provided it. He just went inside, and all these sentries and all these people prevented him. Hey, don't go. You have to have the permission from the king. He says, hey, leave. He just went. And with his left hand he took it. And he just broke it into pieces and kept it there and came out. Kamsa was in his place, but the news reached him that this fellow, as soon as he has entered, he has done it. So Kamsa was contemplating along with his mantris, his ministers, as to how to kill these two people. But he can't straight away go and kill them. So he has to make some other way, as if it is a natural death. And that night, the Lord went to some tents where his father and all the other cowards were there, and he slept. And early morning, he started. He was straight going into the palace where, in the darbar, Kamsa is sitting on a tall throne. Even outside, they knew he will be coming. They have kept a very big elephant. It is called the Kovalya Pida. That elephant, Kovalya Pida, the moment it saw Balram and Krishna, it came charging them with its tusks. Krishna, with his left hand, he caught it, dashed it on the ground. Remember, he is barely 8 years old. But there is Lord himself. So only to show that they have returned. So the point is this. What does it denote? Look here. We are all, the Lord himself who has taken all these forms. So inside the energy is the pure divine energy. All of us are fully divine. But outside it is not seen. One is a doctor, one is an engineer, one is brilliant, one is dull. So how does it happen? If it is the same divine energy which has come into all, why this difference? Look here. From the same generator, the electricity has come here. And this bulb, that bulb, this bulb, and that bulb, they are all burning out of the same electricity. The same electricity has gone to each bulb and gives you the light. With all that, one is 1000 watt, another is 100 watt, another is 0 watt. If the same electricity has come into all the bulbs, why is difference? Why is difference?
Because of the resistance. The layers.
Ha. She has heard me some reason today. You have heard me earlier.
Yes.
See, there is what is called resistance, which is there inside the bulb. There is nothing wrong with the electricity. The full electricity, its full capacity, with its full power, it has gone into all the bulbs. So the divine energy has come into all these bulbs. This bulb, this bulb, this bulb, this bulb, and the billions of bulbs all over the world, in Africa, in Australia, in Germany, in Russia, everywhere. But The bulb, the container in which it goes for shining, that doesn't allow that full electricity to come out. It has made it a miser. It prevents it coming out. It is there. So it has put what is called a resistance. There is a tungsten element because of which there is a resistance. Resistance means obstruction. Impediment. So what is the objection here? What is the obstruction here? What is it that doesn't allow it to come fully? just as the resistance. Resistance means obstruction, impediment. Now what are they here? Here it is. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. We have got desires after passion and lust. Then we get anger. Then we have got greed. We want more, we want more, we want more. Gulab jamun is given, I want 100 more. Money is given, I want a lakh of rupees more or a crore of rupees more. So everywhere greed, lobha, and also raga dvesha, attachment. Oh, he is my son, he is my only son, I can't live without him. So your attachment. Are you attached to your neighbor self? Not at all, you say, shaitan. Every day I told him not to come, still it comes. You never know. So this is how you treat others' children, but your children. This is what is called attachment. Wrong. Then don't take his name. That rascal that day in the public meeting, how he insulted me. I can't. This happened 30 years back and that fellow has died. And still your dvesha has not died. Even when thinking of it, you get the same anger. So, raga, dvesha, all these things are there. And sometimes the dvesha is stronger than raga. It is more than attachment. Attachment is less. You get so much of anger against the other fellows. Hatred, enmity. For example, I don't know if they have told that. There is a lady, a young lady, 32 years old. She was very rich, not married. She went to the super bazaar. When she got down from a car, a mad dog came and bit her badly in the leg. The leg was oozing out blood. The blood was flowing. She said nothing. She went inside, made all her purchases. It took her about an hour. In the meantime, her head began to reel. And the body she found was slowly becoming blue. Then she knew, oh my Lord, it is not an ordinary dog, it is a mad dog. You call it a rabid dog. So, it is very dangerous. She said, I'll have to rush to my doctor. Immediately she paid the bill. She sat in her car and her family doctor was 30 kilometers away. It took another 1 hour for her to reach him. And the doctor immediately checked her and she said, Madam, you have lost a number of hours, 2-3 hours. Now the blood has gone everywhere, including here. Within an hour, you will have such terrific pain. You cannot talk coherently. You will be barking like a dog. You will be talking, but it will look to others like the barking of a dog. And not only that, when the pain becomes more intense, when you can't bear it, whoever comes to you, you would like to bite them. You would be biting them like a dog. So now, there is a little time. I will give you some sheaf of papers. You are a very rich woman. And you have got your mother, you have got your first sister, second sister, third sister, fourth sister, and a brother. And they are all dependent on you. They all love you. I am sure you will also be loving them. So, you have to write a will as to how much you will go to each. Otherwise, there will be quarrel between them all after your death. So, here it is. Write your will. Vasiyat Nama. And she began to write very, very quickly and put one paper over, second paper over, third paper over, a number of things she wrote. The doctor asked, what are you writing? She said, you told me that in a few hours I will begin to bite people. So I may not forget, I am writing the names of the people whom I would like to bite. You see, she is not bothered about her mother, she is not bothered about her sister, she is very much bothered about her enemies, whom she would like to bite. So this is an example to show that hatred is greater than love. Dvesha is greater than raga. So these are all the impediments which do not allow the full electricity to come, the full divinity to come. The divinity is there, it doesn't come out. It doesn't manifest itself outside, it's all inside. But outside, one is a clerk, one is a wicked person, one is a good person, but they are all outside. You remove them all. They remove raga, dvesha, you remove his desires, you remove his anger. All these things you remove. He is 24 karat gold. He is the Lord himself. All the divinity is in him. All the divinity of the God is in him. Everybody is he. You can safely say, Aham Brahmasmi at that time. Not earlier. Only when you get rid of all these impurities, then you can say, Aham Brahmasmi. Till that time, it's only a theory, you can't tell it outside. Because you have not experienced it, you are still having all impediments for realization that you are the Brahma. It's not there. So, these are the reasons why we are not able to. When the Lord has touched her, all whatever imperfection she had ever had, they had all gone. And that lady became 100% beautiful. Beauty does not come out of your outside figure. Your skin, your eyes, your ears, not because of them. And even if they are there, they can go away after 10 years, after 5 years. You will get wrinkles. Then where is your beauty? Your anti-wrinkle cream won't work. Your head will become white. You put Godrich dye. It won't help. It will be beyond that. So, it is the inner beauty which comes. When you become divine, you are all beauty. Outside you may look even ugly, but nobody will see that. It will be all divine, all love, all compassion, and all beauty. That will be the stage. And in the meantime, that Kolya Pida has been killed by Lord Krishna. He takes away this tusk, two tusks. He gives one to Balram and one to himself. He takes it. And he goes straight inside. But in between, some wrestlers who were specially nurtured by the king Kamsa, he had warned them, in case he escaped the elephant, you don't allow him. You kill him. So both the fellows, Chanura and Mushtika, they are the... In those days, there is no separate boxing and there is no separate wrestling. Wrestling and boxing were together. They will use both. So they came. They said, oh, children, come on, fight with us. They said, how unfair. We are all small children. You give us as children like me and we will fight. And not big people like you. Then the local people, the audience who are there, they also shout, unfair. Don't fight with those children. Then those fellows say, are they children? Are they children? They are double the devils. And they have just now killed that big elephant. Have you not seen? And you call them children? No, no, we know them well. They have to fight with us. So they go and fight with them, and both of them fight with, one with Krishna and one with Balram, and both die in their hands. Now there is nobody else. Kamsa tried to put number one, number two, number three to prevent him from coming. Now he was coming inside. Kamsa had no sleep in the past few months. He is always thinking of Krishna. Where is that fellow who is going to kill me? Krishna, where are you? And he never got sleep. So daytime, nighttime, he was thinking of Krishna. Actually, that is why this one type of worshipping the Lord. You see, Bhayadva. See, out of love you can pray to the Lord and you can worship Him. Out of hatred you can worship Him. Night and day think of Him. I saw the main key to the entire spirituality is Satata Smaranam. Always think of Him, think of Him, think of Him. Continuously think of Him. You will get your moksha. There is no need for mantras, tantras, nothing else. Simply remember Satata Smaranam. Even that alone will do. Thus. So, he is thinking of Krishna alone. And all the people who thought of Krishna, either through hatred, or through enmity, or through love, they all got moksha. Shishupala, his own aunt's son, in the Rajasya Yaga, before all the people, he is abusing Krishna, Gali de Raya. He is abusing him. And Krishna was telling, number one, number two Gali, number three abuse, number four, because he has promised his mother, up to 100 abuses, he will tolerate it. When the 101 comes, he will take his own action. His mother had told, okay. She expected her son wouldn't exceed 100. But that day he was so full of ego, he went on abusing him. Son from nowhere, no Kshatriya can allow him inside the Sabha, and this fellow comes in, and all that he was telling. And when it exceeded 101, Lord Krishna thought of Sudarshan Chakra, discus in his hand. When it came, he just put it. It went and cut the head of Shishupala. Then the beauty arises. The beauty is the soul, the lighted soul, full of light, that light from Shishupala's body, it comes and enters into Krishna's heart. He got his moksha. A fellow who abused Krishna, because he was always abusing him. His entire life was spent only in abusing him. Satata Smarana, that's all. So like that, Kamsa out of bhaya, out of fear, where is the fellow born who is going to kill me? Where is he born? So out of fear he was always thinking of him. And Krishna went and suddenly jumped into that high throne and fell on Kamsa and pushed him down. Kamsa fell down from that throne. Massive heart attack, according to the doctor's verdict. He fell down. He was always afraid. When he came and touched him, then he got the heart attack. So, he was dead when he fell down. Krishna never killed his mama. Krishna didn't kill him. So, when he fell down, nobody knew that he has already died. So, Krishna jumped down on him and he found he was Samparetam. He is already gone. He has already become a corpse. His mama. So, Krishna leaves him. Only thing is, he just pulls his legs and he just goes on circulating him there on the ground for some time and then he leaves him to show an example to others that whoever is inimical to God, well, he may reach moksha, but before that he has to suffer. That is there. Then now he went to the jail. First thing, and he released his father and mother. Vasudeva and Devaki, and told them, I failed in my duty as your son. I have been so late in releasing you from the cruel hands of Kamsa. I have not done my duty at all. Please forgive me. There were reasons why I couldn't reveal myself earlier. So please forgive me. And they were all very happy. Both mother and father, again and again they embrace the Lord. They are not aware he is the Lord. They think that he is only their son. So they embrace him. And they go back. Krishna begins to live with them. Then he says, Father, I can't waste my time like that. Now it is time I go to a Gurukul and learn things like everybody. I should learn the scriptures. I should learn all shastras. And I have to go. Mimamsa, Purimimamsa, and Vyakarana, Tarka. So all these things I have to study. So let me go. Krishna wants to show that a live guru is essential. You cannot say somebody who died 300 years back was a great man, say Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. You can love him, you can respect him, you cannot take him as your guru. The guru has to be a live guru. It is again and again told by our Adi Shankara, who is the founder of the Advaita. And in Vivek Sudamani, he completely describes a live guru, what qualification he should have, a shishya, what qualification he should have, how he should approach the guru, and how the guru should begin to tell him the truth. So these are all written there. A live guru is essential. And God himself wanted to show that I do require a live guru. He goes to Ujjain, and there is one Sandipini. And he was well versed in the scriptures, a man who had had some state of realization. So Bhagavan Krishna becomes his shishya. And Sandipini came to hear of all the exploits of Krishna in his young days. How he killed the Putana, how he killed the Shakatasura, how he killed the Bakasura, how he killed the Agasura. All these things. How he killed those elephants and those two wrestlers. Now he is fully aware this must be the God himself. So this is the occasion I can use. So he calls him one day. He says, Krishna, I want a Guru Dakshina in advance. Yes, tell us. We'll bring it, whatever it may be. He says, my son was washed off in the ocean some years back in Prabhasa Kshetra. Prabhasa Kshetra is in Gujarat, about 6 kilometers from Somnath. That is the place where it is called Krishnotsar, where Krishna left his body finally. So that is the place. So that is where he lost his son when he had gone there for a bath once, long back. So he says, please, get me back, my son. You can do. You are the Lord himself, I know. Krishna goes to the ocean and calls the ocean, hey, Samudra Raj, bring back my guru's son. With prostration, she comes outside. She says, sir, I have not got him. There is one fellow inside, he is a demon, he is called Shankachuda. And whoever comes, he gobbles them first. So perhaps he might be having. Krishna goes inside the ocean, catches hold of that Shankachuda, and he finishes him. But then he finds there is nobody in his stomach. So he said, no, he is not here. He straight went to Samyamani Nagari, which is the place where Yama, the god of death, rules. Yama teams comes and offers worship. Lord, what can I do for you? Hey, my Guru Putra is here somewhere. Find him and bring him over here. She immediately finds him and hands him over. He says, when I, the Lord of all these worlds, has given the command, this holds good. No amount of your law saying that, oh, his life was over and I had to bring him and all that. Nothing doing. Hand him over. So he was handed over. Alive, he brings him in. Hands it over. Guru, his Guru was very much pleased. Extremely pleased. Samanandan Guru Naiva Manukhyatav. So, they were all. And his Guru says, I need not teach you anything. Now, may all the vidyas, all the learnings come to you by themselves within a second. Ayatayama khalu sarvaha vidyaha. Then, all the learnings, all the 14 vidyas, they come to him by themselves. After all, he is not where the question of coming or going. But it is all for this. Now, Krishna is not having sleep. He is sleepless. And no amount of alprazolam or restyles, nothing works. Even 4 kgs, 4 grams, 4 mgs, they are not working. We always take 0.25. And 4 he takes, 5 he takes, they are not working. Then Uddhava says, Krishna, you are going thinner and thinner. You are having no sleep. What is the matter with you? He says, Udo, I can only tell you this much. Udo, Udo, itno kahiye jai, jadyapi jaham, aneka shanti sukham, tadapi rahiyau nahi bhai. Haan, here I am just like a king. Nothing is lacking. Food is not lacking. All conveniences are not lacking. Nothing is lacking. Still, I am not happy. Those poor ladies, those gopikas, even now they are thinking of me, and spending their time, that's all. And they are becoming thinner than me. I can, from here I can see. So they have to be consoled. They have to be brought to normalcy, otherwise they will all become mad. All the gopikas will become mad. So Uddhava, can you help me? You go there. I will give you a message. You tell them. And Uddhava was a pakka Advaiti. He doesn't believe in any Krishna, Rama, but Krishna is his God. Krishna is his God, but he considers him as the Brahman, as the final entity, the only reality. He considers him. So, Uddhava says, okay, those foolish girls, they are thinking of him and they call it bhakti chi. Bhakti se kya hoga? What will happen through bhakti? All jnana, jnana alone will take you to moksha. I will tell them, don't worry, I'm going there. And he specifically told him, first you go to my father and mother, they're all very sorry. He goes, Nanda is sitting, and she's dressed like Krishna. She dresses only in those discarded dresses of Krishna. Krishna wears it and then he throws it, he goes and takes it. She never wears any other dresses. So she looks like Krishna is seen from a distance. Not near, nearby, from a distance. She went, she comes and takes him inside. Both Nanda and Yashoda ask, is my son okay? Is he all right? Is having no cough or cold? He's doing well? He says, he's doing very well, but don't worry, Don't bother about the separation. He is God Himself. He is always in your heart. He can never be separated. Uddhava, what are you babbling? When is He separated? You see here, Krishna is sleeping here in this cradle, and then He takes a robe and then He goes on. Krishna, 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 Krishna. This is what He has been doing all these days. He cannot forget His child Krishna. So, that rope He is putting like that, so that will, like a hammock, it will move. He says, see there, Krishna is coming along with Balaram. What do you mean by separation? He is here. He said, he is thoroughly mad. Okay, he says, let me go and try the Gopikas. He goes to the Gopikas. And they first saw His chariot which is outside. They immediately thought, what? That fellow Akrura who took away Krishna has again come. Whom is He going to take away? All our life is gone with Krishna. Now what is left? Then they saw Akrura coming out. They saw our Uddhava coming out. And they go and bow to Him, ask Him, so what is the news? She says, Krishna who is not here, because of whose separation you people are extremely unhappy. All your life you are spending in unhappiness and sorrow due to the separation pang. And Krishna has sent a message. What message He has sent? Bhavati naam yogomim nahi sarvatmana kujutim yata bhutani bhuteshu kamvai vagnirjalam mahi. Now, this entire world is made of panchabhutas. That is, the five elements, fire, air, water, space, so like that, all five elements. So you can see the air separately, you can see the space separately. But when the entire world is made, they are all in all the atoms, everything is made up of one or other of these five elements. Can you see them? Can you see where is water here? Can you see where is air here? They are all there. There are so many, apart from this, there are so many small holes. You see here, you think it is straight, this has got 1,000 holes. You see them through your microscope. 1,000 holes, and they are all full of your air. You can't see them. So in the same way, even though you think I have disappeared, I have not disappeared anywhere. I am with you in this way. Just like that. Atma jnanamaya shuddham vyatirikto gunanvayam sushipti saprajagraddhi maya vritti viriyate. You see, after all, your Atma is not made up of this body. Body is only a container. The content is only the Atma. We are bothered with the gulab jamun and not about the container in which he is brought. You can throw him in the container, but it is the gulab jamun that matters. So it is the content which matters. It is the Atma which matters. So this sushupti, that is you are sleeping and you are seeing some dreams, you are awake. All these states are all delusions. There is only the Atma alone. The Atma is not affected by this. You are seeing something, some delusion. It is all a moha. It is not that. It is an illusion. That's all. You think, I am sleeping. Who is sleeping? It is not the Atman who is sleeping. It is not the Atman who is awake. So, yata dhurachare preshtem manaha visyavartadem sthinam janatata achetaha sannikrishte achigochare. He says, especially for ladies. If somebody whom they terrifically want, desire, if he is very near to them, they will ignore, their mind will go somewhere else. So, when I am outside only, you will go on thinking, Krishna, where are you? Oh Krishna, where are you? How will you live without you? But the moment he comes, you will forget Krishna. That is why I am keeping out, so that you will be able to think of me night and day. Satata smarana. And remember, yes. And still remembering those nights, maya kridada ratyam manesmin vajasthita. And that night you all came and we had such a nice dance. So remember it and live in the memory of it. Don't expect that every night in your all your life you'll be going on dancing. It never happens. Then Krishna finds these people, all these gopikas, the same. Uddhava, you are wrong. My Krishna is very much here. You know this morning what happened? This morning I went to take water from the well. I took that 1 year old child. I was thinking of Krishna, I forgot. So in that loop of that rope, instead of putting my gada, that pitcher, I put my child and just put it and I dropped it. From somewhere Krishna came running, "Hari, what are you doing? Your child you are putting inside." Instead of that pitcher, he comes and he takes it out. This happened this morning. And you say, "My Krishna is somewhere." No, no, he is very much here. The other one says, "Yes, Krishna is very much here. Yesterday evening, you know what happened? I was lighting all the lamps in the house. When I was lighting the lamp, suddenly I saw Krishna's photo there. I was just looking at it and I forgot. Then from the batti, that fire, it came towards my hand. My hand was burning. I didn't know I was seeing. Suddenly from nowhere Krishna came running. "Hari, what are you doing? Your hand is burning." He took it away and then from somewhere he brought some ointment and he put it. This happened only yesterday night and you are saying my Krishna is out. He is somewhere else. What are you talking, man? And do you see here? All these deers, Hiran, these deers are all standing. Normally we call him Mudamateya. We call him foolish because when they hear your music, they simply stop and people can come and take it away home. They catch them like that. But how wise they are. We couldn't bring our husbands. They will not come to see Krishna. See these poor things. Everybody has come with that counterpart, their husband. Saha Krishna Saraha. Krishna Saraha means the stag, the male deer. So it came, it has come along with them all. How blessed they are. Even they have got the brain to bring their husbands while we are unable to. And they are all waiting because they are hearing. Akarnya Krishna Ranitam. She is playing on his flute and they are hearing it, both husband and wife. And look here, and all the trees, there are thousands of birds sitting. Have you ever seen 1,000 birds sitting quietly and silently? They will all be, thousands will be there. And they are all quiet. You know why? They are not birds. They are all the great maharishis. They have taken the form of birds in order to see Krishna. And Krishna is standing. And for seeing him, they are all there and absolutely quiet. Silently they are seeing and enjoying the presence of Krishna. And you say, "Krishna is not here." Krishna is here, man. Krishna is here only. Nowhere else. And when Uddhava found that he couldn't teach even ABCD of Advaitabhidham, and they are all steeped, completely immersed in bhakti of the Lord. He did prostration to all the gopis together. He said, "Wow, what blessed souls! Asamaham charana renujushamam syam brindavane kivapi gurmanatoshadinam ya dustajam sajana matyapatam chakitvam bejun mukundapadavim shudhibiran vimagyam." He says, "Lord, let me be born in this Vrindavan again. Why? Let me be born as a plant, as a small plant, as a grass, because all these gopikas will be running over me, and their father dhuli, the dust from their feet, will fall on me at that time, because I am the grass. How nice it will be. So please bless me, so at my next birth I will be born as a grass here. Asamahem charana renujusham amsyam brindavane kimapi gulma lata aukshadinam. Let me be born as a creeper. Let me be born as a grass. Let me be born as a plant." Why? These are prema sannyasinis, not ordinary sannyasini. They are called prema sannyasini. For the love of the Lord, they have left everything. That's all. They are not bothered. They don't want anything from you. They don't want moksha. They want only Krishna. So, ya dushtajam sajanam aryapatam chahitva. It's not easy to leave your child. It's not easy to leave your husband. It is not easy. The kula maryada. See, the entire, there is a traditional parampara. There is a traditional laws. You can't afford to break them. They broke them all. Let people call us useless. Let people make me an outcast. I don't care. You want Krishna. So they have left all. Arya patam jayitvam bejur mukunda padvim shuti bhirvimajyam. And they have all attained the feet of the Lord Krishna. They are with him. And what sort of Krishna's feet? All the Vedas are singing about him, and their praise is not over. Such a beautiful, holy lotus feet of the Lord, lotus feet of Krishna, they have attained it. It's around 47th chapter. Almost the end. 62 and 61. And 63. And Uddhava again says, "I bow not to the gopikas. I bow to the dust of the feet of the gopikas. Vande nandavarja srinam padarenam abhikshasaham yasam harikatod gitam punati bhavanatrayam." There are songs which are sung about the holy dust which are in the feet of these gopikas. And anybody who hears them, those songs, he gets completely pure, all the impurities are washed. Punati bhavanatrayam, it purifies not one person or two persons, all the three worlds, up, middle, down, all the three worlds are purified by simply hearing the glory of the dust which adhere to the feet of these gopikas. I bow again and again to that. And Surdas writes, Udho Sidho Banvam. You see, Udho means Uddhat, the arrogant fellow. And was Sita Valya. After coming over here, he became straight. He was straightened. He came to straighten the Gopikas and he got straightened. Udho Sidho Banvam. That's what they say. Now, with that being half of this Dashamas Kanda, it is called Purvartha. It is over. Now, the second Uttarartha starts. Kamsa had two wives, Asti and Prapti. They were the daughters of Jarasandha, who was the king of Magadhas. Magadha Raja, they were the king, he was the king. See, in those days, there were no newspapers, there was no SMS, so people couldn't get news. So Jarasandha was not aware that his son, Sanila, Kamsa had been killed. Asti and Prapti, when once Krishna had driven Kamsa to his death, he didn't kill them. It drove him to his death. Then they ran back to their father, to Magadhas, and told him, "Father, this is what had happened. Our husband had been killed by this chap called Krishna." Then he was extremely angry. He says, "I am just now going. I am going to invade the Mathura and kill that Krishna." And he took 23 Achyavahini Sainya. What is an Achyavahini Sainya? One Achyavahini. He took 23. One Achyavahini is 21,870 chariots and 21,870 elephants. Then three times that, 65,610 horses. The same, I mean, five times. 1,09,350 infantry soldiers. All these together is called one Achyavahini. And he took 23 Achyavahinis. You can imagine, 23 soldiers and 1/5 elephants, 1/5 chariots, like that. Should be a huge affair to kill one cowherd boy, Krishna. All these people are required. He goes, and all the followers of him, the entire 23 Achyavahinis, are annihilated. They are all destroyed in no time. But Krishna said, Mahavadhatuna Hantavyam Bhuja Kirtva Balodhyamam Yetadattu Avataroyam Bhubhararnayamim. Look here, none of them should harm this Magadha Raja. Leave him alone and kill everybody else, so that he will go and bring another 23 Achyavahinis. So my idea is to reduce the burden of the earth. So that I want. So here is an easy source. He will every time go on bringing, and I will be killing them all. So sitting in my place, I can reduce the burden of the entire earth. So, he besieges Mathura. Every time he brings 23 Achyavahinis, all decimated, all annihilated, all destroyed. And again, Magadha Raja alone, "Hey, get out, go back home." He goes back. Again he brings, 17 times he brings each time 23 Achyavahinis. And now God said, "Now we have killed sufficiently. Now the earth has been relieved of the burden to a large extent." So on the 18th time, Jarasandha is going to invade. He is coming with his troops. And in the meantime, Narada induces some foreigner. He is called the Yavana. Yavana is a general term for all foreigners in those days. So there is one Yamuna. They were all in those days like barbarians, say, they were all like demons only, demonical qualities. No civilization as at present. So this Yamuna, he said, see, you are searching for a good place to fight. That fellow is the best fellow, you see. He has killed so many people, you go and fight with him. So from another side, Yamuna was coming with his troops to fight with him. So from two sides he is being attacked. Now Krishna said, by fighting I can't. He can fight only on one front. He can't fight on two war fronts. So again, Krishna is the best tactician. He knows all the tactics, the war tactics. He may say, he is the best diplomat. He knows how to arrange the strategies, the war strategies. So first, this Yamuna came. Still he is behind, he is yet to come. When Yamuna came, he just went out of this city and he was running fast. Yamuna said, hey, this fellow wants to escape me, I will go after him. So alone, he is pursuing him. Both are running. And at last, they reached a cave. And Krishna disappeared into the cave. And then Yamuna also came into the cave. Krishna disappeared, but there was one king who was sleeping. The king's name was Muchikunda. Muchikunda was a great valorous king. So Indra sought his help once to fight with the demons. So he took him along with him. They fought. And in gratitude, Indra told him, what do you want? He said, I am damn tired after having fought all these days. I want to sleep for a long, long time. You give me a place and make me sleep. Indra said, Tathastu, let it be so. So he found himself in a big cave. He went and lay down and had been sleeping for years. And suddenly, the Yamuna in pursuit of Krishna came. He couldn't find anybody else. He saw this fellow. This is Krishna, he thought. So he went near him along with his sword. He just woke up and saw him with his eyes. He was completely basmasad. He was reduced to ashes. This is what happened. Then Krishna appeared before this Muchikunda. And he told him that I am Lord Krishna. Then Muchikunda praises him and all that. And now in the meantime, when before going to the cave, he quickly, when he knew that Yamuna is going to pursue him, he went very quickly into Gujarat. And there he prepared a big city underneath the ocean. That is called the Dwaraka. Even today, when you go to Dwaraka, there is a Dwaraka for all people, but there is also a Bet Dwaraka. Bet means in Gujarati an island, which is surrounded by the ocean on all the four sides. So even now it is there. It is only a government steamer which you can take you. In the morning you can go there. It's a big area. Even though people do not live permanently over there, but there are a number of houses, a number of dharamsalas. And again there are small temples for all his eight principal wives. They are called Ashtameshis, like Rukmini, Satyabhama, Satya, like that. For all those eight, Mitravinda, Krishna. So all those people are there for all of them. So it's a nice place, wonderful place. And the Dwarka also, the duty of Krishna is better seen than told. No amount of description will convince you. One has to grow there and see. And he built that city and then he came back and then he was running. And Yamuna pursued him and finally he was reduced to ashes. Now we'll do half of the Rukmini's kidnapping. They call it Rukmini's marriage, so we'll call it Rukmini Vivah. Raja said, Bhishma ko naam Vidarbha adhipatir mahane. In the olden days, in the land of Vidarbha, there is a king. He was known as Bhishmaka. This Bhishmaka had 5 sons and 1 daughter. The daughter was called Rukmini. And the eldest of the sons, he was called Rukmi. Rukmi, from the very beginning, she had a hatred against Krishna. Because Duryodhana, this Magadha Raja, Dhrasundha, Kamsa, they were all his friends. So this one has killed him. So he considered him as his enemy. So once when somebody suggested, we can give Rukmini to Krishna, she highly opposed it. No, he is a cowherd son and we are all Kshatriyas. No. I will not have intercaste marriage in my family. It will be only with a Kshatriya. And my own friend Shishupala is there. So we will give. And the marriage is fixed with Shishupala. The betrothal ceremony has taken place. And the Rukmini, she has heard of Lord Krishna. Narada and all these Maharshis, they used to go from time to time to the Sabha, to the court of Bhishmaka, and they used to sing the glories of Lord Krishna. How beautiful he is, how handsome he is, how nice he is, how generous he is, and they used to praise. On hearing it, Rukmini was very impressed. She thought, if at all I marry this birth, I'll marry only Krishna and nobody else. But unfortunately, her father had already betrothed. And Rukmini sends a love letter to Krishna. And through a Brahmin, that Brahmin gives it to him. And he reads it. The first stroke is, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shinvatante avishya karna vivarehi haratom gatapam rupam drisham drishimatam akirathalabham toyachuta avishati chitram avatrapamme. Krishna, my mind is entering into you absolutely shameless. It has got no shame in thinking of you, in selecting you as my husband. How did you know me? Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara. Why, you are world famous for your beauty. Bhuvana sundara. You are beautiful in the entire world. So your name is everywhere in all the websites. It comes, the most beautiful person, Krishna, is there. So it is used to, I used to hear it. And in one way, it created heat inside. Oh, when will I see that Krishna? When will I be with that Krishna? When will I marry that Krishna? So there is a big tapa inside. There is a big heat. But at the same time, when I went on hearing you and your gunas, it was also making it cool. So both hot and cold, both were there. And he says, Aradhitu yadi gadagarja yatyapanim grunhatu mena dhamaghotsu tadayonyem. Look here, Shishupala is waiting. Tonight he is going to do a ceremony which is supposed to be a purvanga for any marriage. The marriage will be on the next day. The previous night, the son-in-law alone, he has to perform certain rites, and that is called the Purvanga ceremonies, the prayer qualifying rites. She has to do that. So it is already coming. So let them not touch me. I am the offering to the great Lord. Let not somebody else touch me. See to it, please. And look here. And it may be in this Janma you may not like to come and take me. You'll be afraid because there is a lot of troops and all that. You may not be able to come inside with all your troops. Who will allow you? So you may come alone. So you can't fight against all the people. So you may not come. Then what will I do? Na bhaveta bhavat prasadaha. In this Janma, if I don't get your blessing, your prasad, your blessing, then what will I do? Every birth, I will not marry any Shishupalas. So I will only be thinking of you, and I will leave my body. Every time Vrata Krishan, Shata Janma Vishya, Yakhyamasun, Vrata Krishan, I will do vrat. I will not take meats from the day of birth, and I will leave that body. And how many times? As many times as possible till you come, and then with compassion, oh, this lady has been leaving her body, she has been committing suicide in every birth, now I will take her. Till you come and take me, I will go on leaving my body. So Lord, please come and take me. You see, this looks like an ordinary schoolgirl's love letter to her classmate. She says, "Hey, tomorrow morning I am going to Utkal Express. You come and wait there. I am coming with all the ornaments and everything. Let us fly away somewhere. And in case you don't come, what will happen? You will find my body in the temple tank. Inside the temple, there is a small tank with water. I will go and leave my body there. And you will be responsible for it." So like that she writes, that if you don't accept, in every birth, I will be leaving my body. This has got a great significance. It is the fifth day after he started. He said, by 7 days, I will guarantee moksha for you. And by hearing this Parikshit, by hearing the story of kidnapping of a girl by Krishna, he is going to get moksha? Whoever told? Then every day you read newspapers, you should get, there are so many suicides. You should get your moksha? No. It has got a great spiritual significance. Rukmini means, Rukma means gold in Sanskrit. Rukmini means, who is of the golden color? She is of the golden color. And what is of the golden color? According to our Upanishads, our Jivatma is of the golden color. Hiranmaya Purusha, this is the description in the Upanishads. The Jivatma who is here in each, it is of the golden color. So Rukmini represents the Jivatma. So the letter is from Jivatma to Paramatma and not from an ordinary girl to an ordinary boy. It is not a boy and girl's love affair. It is a love affair of Paramatma and Jivatma. And the Jivatma writes, look here, in every birth I have been married only to Shishupala. Shishupala means the one who rears children. When I was 8 years old, my mother will tell, "Hey, you take away your sister and go around the village. This girl does not allow me to cook." So I started my Shishupala from my 8th year. I was taking and going around for 1 hour and then going home. And then after marriage, come back from office and the lady of the house will come with the child. She will say, "Shaitan, Shaitan, throughout the day, night it sleeps very well. It doesn't allow me to sleep. It goes on weeping, weeping, weeping. You have it. So after doing the office work, you come and take the child. So again Shishupala. Shishupala, that is rearing the child. Then the night also, because now no more. Till tomorrow morning you have to leave for office. It is yours. That's all. So we have been thus manageable. All right, you have now retired. Now no more rearing of children. You are wrong. Your son, your bahu, that is your daughter-in-law, both are going to office. They leave the child in your papa, give him Horlicks. Yesterday you forgot, so I kept it here. At 1 o'clock you give Horlicks. At 3 o'clock you give Bournvita. She gives everything. Again, you cannot sleep. You have to be with the child. So, in birth after birth, we have been marrying only Shishupala. And in one birth, somehow through some satsang, we have come to hear that there is some great Mahapurush who is called the Lord, who is called the Krishna, who is also called the Ram, who is also called Shiva, who is also called the Ganesha. He is the ultimate God, he is the supreme God. And now Jivatma says, I will only be absorbed in him. I don't want any more Shishupala. So it says to Paramatma, oh Paramatma, you get me absorbed in you. If you won't in this birth, I will do sadhana in every birth. After all, at least in one birth, you will have compassion, your grace will come, your kripa, and I will get my moksha from you. So, this entire story of the kidnapping of Rukmini is not a story. By reading this story, nobody will get his moksha. But the inner meaning is this, that the entire thing is about Jivatma and Paramatma. And how the Jivatma is longing to get Krishna. And at last, Krishna goes and brings. It is very difficult. You have got all the Indriyas, Panchendriyas. They are all taking you elsewhere to the world. And from them to snatch you, it's not so easy. And that is the troops of Magadaraja who are guarding her. And one more shloka, tomorrow we will see where. She tells him the method how he can kidnap her easily. See, the ladies are very intelligent, I will say, not clever, intelligent. So she gives him the method also, Rukmini. And with this, today's portion will be over, and tomorrow we will be starting with the vivaha, the marriage of Rukmini, because after taking her, he wants to do everything regularly, because he is the Dharma Gupta, he is protecting the Dharma, so he doesn't want to go by any other method. So he takes her to the Dwaraka, and there Upayame Urudvaha, he married her. It ends there, that story of Rukmini. So with this we stop today. Om Satya Prajabhya Paribalayantamnya Yena Margena Mahimesha Vabrahmane Vyashabhamastanityam Loka Samastha Sikuno Bhavantu काले वर्षित पर्जन्य पृथ्वी सस्यचालिनी देशोऽयं क्षोभरीतः ब्राह्मणः सुदृढभयाः सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणाय इति समर्पयामि Narayana 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 Narayana
Rukmini Kalyanam.
Very good. So, it is only the previous day. Rukmini Kalyanam.